Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
The Words We Need by Walter Hanf for Friday, August 16th, 2019. The text is 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. In this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. God so loved the world. If you've been associated with the Christian tradition, you've heard these words 100 times. Martin Luther referred to these words as the gospel in miniature. I know enough about people in general, however, to know that those words may not be quite so plain and self-evident to us as they were to the people who first heard them. It's hard for many to picture a God who actually loves the world. There are so many people in the world that it's almost impossible to imagine anyone loving them all. It's almost inconceivable that anyone should love the world in the sad and corrupt state in which we find it. But the world that we live in is the object of God's love. The world we live in, God holds in His love. He is a part of this world that you and I live in, and yet, apart from this world, He can love it. That is, He can relate to it in a creative way. Jesus was given to the world. I think of Him in terms of what He did, how He lived, how He ministered, how He died, how He rose from the dead. These words say to us that Jesus, no matter what the world may think or say about Him, Jesus was first and foremost God's gift to us and to the world. God so loved the world. This is also the last thing that these words say, and it's the most important thing. They tell us that this gift is the ultimate expression of God's love. A love that is only declared, no matter how beautifully or eloquently, if it's only declared and never expressed, it does not amount to much. In God so loving the world, He did something for the world. Something He is still doing. He is giving us His Son. By that I mean He is still giving us to Himself in flesh and blood. It's not something abstract or theoretical, but something real, something tangible, something that is happening among us now. He does this to lift you and I out of despair, to save us from the sins that we commit, to untangle us from the twisted way we get knotted up in the world. God is doing all of this now, and what He does shows us what He is like. We will never be able to put it into words that are adequate. We will never be able to say everything that it means. However, as God's people, we will try. And when we do, chances are good that God will give us the words we need. For example, John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We pray. Heavenly Father, Your love knows no limits, and You gave Your only begotten Son to prove it. Help us to tell His story to a world that needs to hear it. In Jesus' name, amen.